Okay, so say something real quick.
Something real quick.
Okay, good. Just making sure it sound looks okay.
Okay, and I actually have my mic.
You do have headphones. Okay.
Headphones, yeah.
So we're on the Zenix, or I don't know how you pronounce it, 1202 mixer from Behringer. Behringer is a German company. So nothing Germans. There's nothing a German does. I forgot the quote already. Crap. But we actually have microphones. It doesn't sound like we're both talking to, like, with the ambient noise isn't as bad, is what I'm trying to say. We touched on it earlier, but I saw Black Swan Friday, and
that bitch crazy.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to. I was because that's the guy who did The Fountain. You didn't see The Fountain though, right?
No.
Now, The Fountain is this really, it's not a necessarily swing for the fences type movie, but, well, no, it is a swing for the fences type movie, but it's really, really just, it's three.
What year did it come out?
I want to say it's like 2005 or 6.
Is it on Netflix?
Oh, it has to be. I'm not sure if it's streaming, though.
What's it called again?
The Fountain. It's basically three different storylines, the same story happening in three different times, mm-hmm. and then they have some sort of a convergence.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, there's no fountain in it.
Then what does it mean?
But yeah, Black Swan.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird. I don't know if it was weird for the sake of weird, which, yeah. I mean, I can't really appreciate. Does it sound okay on your earphone? In your ear?
Hello? You can't really hear? No.
No.
Hello.
Yeah, we're doing mic check right on. During
hello.
Oh, no. Today's Darwin Day. Darwin's birthday, I believe. It is Saturday, February 12th. But yeah, Black Swan, I don't know. Natalie Portman did a nice job. Mila Kunis did a nice job. But I don't know. Weird for the sake of weird, no, I don't know. The story behind it, I guess it's okay, but
it's just odd. Carrie. Sam. No, I'm just yelling out your name just as you walk by.
Yeah, but I saw Black Swan. No, I saw it Friday. But anyway, True Grit. I saw it. The little girl in the movie was really good.
She was. She's that that old Southern twangy kind of weird, almost. Had somebody a guy at work was talking about it. Yeah, which sounded like almost. Old English style.
The dialogue was really forced. It seemed like, and Steven is taking a bite of pizza now. It's like, really, do you have to really say all that? I can actually turn your EQ down while you're chewing.
Actually, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Wow, these things pick up everything.
Yeah.
All right, and hello.
And that's because it's not. I mean.
Yeah, these way better setup.
Oh yeah, this could be considered a professional setup.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, in for a penny, in for a pound. And this also forces you to say, okay, well, let's take this seriously. Oh, yeah. As seriously as we're going to. I mean, we're not going to sit around and wax poetic on stuff. Exactly. Like, we saw Adam Sandler earlier, and it's like that new movie. The name of the movie is Just Go With It, and it's like, really?
I'm like, why don't he just tell her, hey, this is a scam, instead of having this whole elaborate thing that makes you get into a deeper life, and I was like, then the hijinks wouldn't ensue.
Even though Nick Swardson's in it, I still, no. I can't.
He'll probably be the only saving thing about it, because it just doesn't look like something that I'd watch.
No, I would not watch it. I just don't really care. I don't like Jennifer Aniston. Even though we have Fight Club on in the background. And
I don't know, does it even pick it up? I don't think it is.
No, not really. No, that's the beauty of it. I mean,
now, The Fountain, that's the movie that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, he does movies like that. All of his movies are kind of like really, really just.
We may appear at Bark any moment here.
We're anticipating a Bark.
It's like, don't let him down. Come on, bud.
Now we want him to bark and he won't do it.
like he's bark shy.
Where are we going into this? You
probably hear his nails clicking. I gotta hold him down. In order for me to get this dog to clip his nails, I have to pretty much hog tie him, and I have to wrap him up with a blanket to the point where he can't move. I have to, because he has to have a muscle, because he will bite you. And it doesn't matter. Like, it takes about three people to hold him down.
So we're not getting a pedo award, is basically.
Oh, no, no. He just has a thing. He does not like his nails cut. So I had to, I wasn't like, you know, the humanitarian, but I had, like, my knee on his neck just holding him down, like, trying not to hurt my dog.
This is all for entertainment purposes. This does not really happen.
I mean, I didn't hurt him. I was just, but, I mean, ended up cutting his nails so he can look normal, because those things are like those anteater claws. It's like he's walking across the floor.
He just walks on his nails.
Pretty much. And, I mean, at least they do get kind of foul, because he actually does go outside a lot, but nah, they're still pretty freaking long. Oh, the fountain. I still have it over here.
Oh, is it streaming?
Yeah, it's on streaming.
Oh, it is on streaming. Okay. It's not an easy movie to watch. It's interesting in that the guy swings for the fences, like I said earlier, but it's fun. It's not fun. It's
was Carrie with his electric guitar.
Oh, okay. That's one of my only regrets. I wish I would have started playing guitar when I was like 12.
I always thought about it, but no.
And I started playing when I was 27,
28. Jeez, what a waste.
I know. And I have like 5 guitars. I only have 2. I can only play one at a time. But but I give them all equal treatment if I can help it.
Yeah, that's why I keep telling them never, ever have children. Because if you have children, they ruin everything. You know, it's like you can't buy cool shit because you got to worry about another human being.
For instance, like a Behringer mixing board on a whim. It's like, yeah, I'll buy that.
It's like, well, my kid walked today. It's like, that's cool. I just bought a fucking huge TV to play my Xbox on. I'm going to go home and have a total bliss as I'm drinking a mixed drink while I'm playing Call of Duty. Do you know how fun that is? No, of course you don't. You have little children to watch after. Oh.
Wow, so are you done with the resentment part of the show?
No, dude, kids. Yeah, I'm glad I don't have them. Anyway. So where were we? We didn't have a kind of set list to some.
I have some stuff that we've talked about during the week that we put on the. I put on Egypt because Egypt is really huge. You may want to hold it a little bit closer to your mouth if you can, because
It actually sounds about the same. Either way.
Well, no, that's to you though. I don't know. You have your headphones. Like these headphones, I'm pointing at them.
Okay. Hello. Is this a?
I have you cranked all the way up. You're hard of hearing to begin with.
Not so much as you.
Well,
is that better now? Hello.
Yeah, it actually is. I hate to be the.
Hello.
Okay. That's basically what the whole thing's going to be.
Wow, I sound weird. Maybe I shouldn't listen to myself.
Okay. Well, if you don't want to,
it throws me off.
Okay.
But
it throws you off from what? You're not doing anything. It breaks up my rhythm. What rhythm? You have no rhythm.
Speaking of rhythm, I just want to segue.
Egypt. Oh, they're walking like they are themselves. Bengals fans are happy all around the world.
Who knew they knew love the NFL? Oh, they get the shitty.
The Bengals. The Bengals. I don't know if that was a legitimate slip or not. It seemed that way.
It's like, we get their crappy Super Bowl stuff when they never win.
We think
they are great champions.
These people walking down. We got freedom and Steeler shirts.
God, that's awesome.
So now Egypt is quote unquote free. I'm saying that because now they have the military is running everything right now. So may or may not be a good thing.
New boss is the same as the old boss. Honestly, they like think everything's going to be great and everything, but nobody stood up to take over to actually lead them to do anything. Everybody was just chanting around. They didn't actually have any centralized figure to like focus on their their admiration for to back the people's choice to lead them. Nobody came up. No one ever did come up as that person. They never got their Castro or their, Che Guevara.
You're not giving good examples, but...
Well, you know what I mean.
It's like they never got their Hitler Pol Mussolini. Pot.
Well, you understand what I'm saying. I didn't give the best ones.
Maybe that was the wrong way of going about it, but yeah, I guess you're sort of right.
Nepotism route? Kim Jong.
Yeah, exactly. At least get somebody. Because Kim Jong Il's father is still in charge, even though he's been dead for 15 or 20 years.
No, I think he's officially still in charge, and I think he's transitioning the power over to his kid.
No. The dead father is still technically the leader. Wow. So it's a narcopsy or something? Whenever a dead person is in charge.
Narcharchy.
So basically, like, theology is basically the same way, too. I mean, you're ruled by...
It's like the great Lita, he makes sunshine.
That was Steven that said that, right? Not me.
I was just copying that voice that I heard on that South Korea Airlines.
Yeah, South Korea Airlines, because you're often a fly South Korea Airlines.
Exactly. Hey, they said... Shot in the dark.
Okay, you let it go. You lost.
It's like, stay focused.
I know. Focused. I'm like steering you. I was like, dude, you're driving, but I'm steering right now. Because you sent me the Life on Other Stars. No. The Kurzweil. You sent me Kurzweil. Yeah. I was reading an article about Life on Other Stars because they found more Earth. Quote-unquote Earth-like objects in this galaxy.
The Goldilocks zone.
Yeah, in the Goldilocks zone. So they found, it was like 7 or 8. I should have had the article pulled up.
Anybody who believes that we are, the only life in the universe, you're like, really?
Yeah, that's just the law of big numbers dictates that it has to. Exactly. There has to be something more.
It's like, do you realize you're just a... You're on a speck that's actually in the universe. No. So,
it was all built for us, Steven. I don't know what your problem is.
Like Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, man. Bill O'Reilly. Tide goes in, tide goes out. Never a miscommunication. Except for the fact that you're wrong.
All the science is wrong.
And he's like, you guys are just grasping at straws. He's like, no, it's cold fact.
Huge collision. Billions of years.
But he said that everybody was like, oh, I don't, well, then how do you explain the tides? And everybody's like, well, this is how the tides work. Well, then how did the moon get there? It's
you
like,
just
dude.
You have your excuses, don't you?
He just keeps moving the goalposts further and further back. And it's just ridiculous. Ugh. But the thing about him and like, I leaned back and I couldn't feel the fact.
I saw the fear in your eyes. I was like, oh!
I'm in an itch. I lost my train of thought. Oh, what do you call it?
You almost fell and screamed like a little girl.
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh, I'm touching something.
That's basically us just laughing at our own.
Yeah, stupidity. We really need the mic stand.
Yeah, the mic stand. Yeah. This thing gets heavy.
Yeah, it is. You don't realize it.
You're still trying to hold it. Trying to hold it. He's like, he can't hold it. He's not real. He thinks he's people.
I will find something.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, keep looking and I'll, what do you call it? The guys like Bill O'Reilly and like the whole Tea Party and Sarah Palin movement is more, it's almost too, people pick on them a lot, rightfully so, but, I mean, they're almost too easy to pick on.
I'm trying to be more objective, like try not to re-listen to what I want to hear over and over, and... You know, I was listening today on POTUS. I just listen to news nonstop. Lisa hates it. And I'm like, I just want to, I like knowing what's going on, you know? And
yeah.
Like the other day, I explained with the whole Egypt, what was going on in Egypt to this girl at work. She's just like, hey, Steven, what's going on over there? And then I explained everything to her. I was like, why'd you ask me? She goes, because I knew you knew everything about it. I was like, oh, awesome. So I'm your just news source? She goes, pretty much.
You're the news hound.
Anyway, back to the subject.
It's like, Lisa, this dog is talking.
I mean, you should hear Bud tell me how life is. Tough.
Oh, no. I got all this recording equipment to do that. That's just a... It's like, I bought these mics and this mixing board so that way you could do that.
He has a stutter.
Oh no! The Kurzweil article. I found out about Kurzweil through Joe Rogan. The singularity of
machines.
Of machines, basically, so that they become self-aware. Like computers become self-aware. The internet becomes self-aware. And some argue that's what 2012 is going to be, like a cultural, Terrence McKenna would say, a cultural singularity, having the confluence, or was that the right pronunciation?
These mics are really heavy.
There goes my point.
Thank you. I
totally lost your train of
thought. Yeah, I really did.
You're talking about the that dude talking about stuff.
Oh, how 2012 is going to be, how everything, how it's going to be like the change, how everything will change, blah, blah, blah. And it's not necessarily it's not the end of a world. It's
the fear of the polarity shift. And so you see that article about a bad astronomer talking to somebody, telling them how there's not going to be some sort of magnetic superstorm because of the magnetic shift. He's like, that's just something that's just Hollywood that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like more radiation will be getting into the, you know, going into Earth,
yeah,
and just higher rate of cancer kind of a thing happening, but, you know, not superstorms that are going to wipe out cities.
Yeah, no. But that happens every, what, 20,000 years?
Something like that, yeah, it's about time it's about to happen. You know, that's, who knows? I mean, shit happens all the time.
I know, stuff happens regardless of whether or not, and we're going off the Mayan calendar. These people believed the sun was magic.
They also did sacrifice. Eh? Genital bloodletting?
Hey, it's not all bad.
It's true. I mean, sometimes you just like a good ball bleeding.
Well,
I still, sometimes I do practice.
That might actually be the name of the episode. Good ball bleeding. Hold on. I'm right. I'm a good
ball bleeding.
Ball bleeding.
It's a ball bleeding good time.
Ball. Oh.
There you go. There you go, you heard it here first.
Somehow people didn't really like that name.
I was like, what? I just wanted to help Lance Armstrong's foundation.
How is that? Did he ever, isn't he still I was going to say on the ball. He is on the ball. When he rides the bike, he is on the ball. We made fun of a cancer patient.
You know what? I could joke about that shit. It's fucking evil. You know, don't let that shit get down. That shit's just, ugh.
Testicular cancer?
Cancer in general.
Cancer in general. Okay.
But, I mean, ball cancer would definitely suck.
That talk about derailing the show again.
No, I'm sorry. I was just getting this pizza's really good.
I only talked about the monster fish the other day on Joe Rogan's thing, and it was a type of piranha.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's really... I was like, we talked about that before he did. Because he was like, it's... So, yeah. I just...
Just unlike you, I don't have a completely free, open range of the internet. So I do have, like, filters behind it. But majority of my day, when I'm not really doing anything, I'm either A, crafting stuff, making stuff.
I'm still waiting on my Coca-Cola car.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be making.
I just drank it one, so here's a can.
Actually, I got a bunch of cans. I've become like an aluminum can like hoarder. Like every day, I'm just smashing. It's like Lisa's like, maybe you should take them now. It's like, because my sister, I seen her do. I was like, what are you doing? Because she had a whole bunch of cans there. She goes, I just save them. I crush them. You know, they don't take up space. So every now and then, I'll take them back. I get like $50 for them. I'm like, really? She goes, yeah. It doesn't. Every now and then, just collect them. So I had bags and bags, like two bags of cans outside. And I was like, ah, shit. I rinse them out and everything like that because I don't want, like, bugs or anything on them. That's just cleaning up word for roaches. Anyway, so I was out there just smashing them, the cans. And Lisa's like, how much you got? I was like, it's like only 10 pounds. She goes, we'll take it. It's like, nah, it's like $5 there. I'm going to wait. Now hold on to these mothers.
That's my retirement cans. That's my retirement grease.
Right back to the Simpsons. Okay.
I was afraid. My antique cans.
My cans.
Anyway, so she's like, just take them. I'm like, no, not yet. So I'm just waiting for that big score, but I know she's going to end up taking them when I'm like at work.
Yeah.
She has a habit of totally moving shit around when I'm not home or I'm like, leave the room. Move the shit in the room by herself. I didn't even know she did it. I walk in, I was like, what the fuck? And it even threw me off that night when I went to sleep. I woke up, and I still was on the layout of the way we had it up.
So you peed in the closet?
And I took a shit. It's all right. Just blame Bud.
Yeah.
But
like, oh my God, what did Bud eat?
He doesn't eat corn. Let's just say that.
It's as big as Bud.
Actually, I found that picture of the giant turd on the cinder block.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You tweeted that, didn't you?
I think so. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
It was like back in 2009 when I first started tweeting. I was just random things. Yeah, dude. I got the Houston Press is actually following me.
Yeah, are they still following you?
Yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten. But then again, I'm.
I was like, weird. That's why. That's actually.
That's legitimate.
Yeah, it's like a legitimate news source.
That's the only real news source in Houston anymore because the Chronicle's terrible.
Honestly, I don't even get the paper anymore. Most of my news I get everything from the internet. Well, that was coming back to my original topic when I didn't stray away. And
You had an original topic?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Basically, I hit those little marker road on the road when you go off the road. I just got that right.
That's
now.
The name. That should be the real name of the podcast. It's the Onomatopoeia Podcast.
Anyway, either reading or just crafting and making all sorts of shit. That's how I cut my finger. I was messing with the this big stack of post-it notes and making this cell phone holder thing. I don't know why. It's just fun to do or just actually kill time because most of the things that I do, because if not, I idle hands, I guess, you know.
Always so you got a post-it, a little packet of post-it notes and carve into it?
Well, I just layered them down, like, so I tapered it with scissors, kept going down.
If only you had this focus on important things.
That's true. It's very true. Last Saturday, I took about 30 minutes just to get the perfect lined up picture of me with an afro in the background on my mirror.
Oh, yeah.
I was there because I had nothing else to do. So I was just trying to position the right angle. It's like, there. Like, all right. All right. And click. Look at it. Damn it, no. Try to prop it up another way. I just had nothing to do.
Oh,
you could only do so much nothing in one day. That's why I do like working on Saturdays, honestly, because it's just so laid back, and I don't have anybody over my shoulder. Did you read my tweet today?
Yeah. You were
drying your sock. You're drying your feet on the heater or drying your socks?
I'm drying my socks because I always take a bunch of socks to work. It's just a thing because my feet sweat like crazy. I sweat like crazy. So I changed my socks throughout the day.
You can't see the disgusted look on my face.
Oh, it's pretty fucking wretched. But Lisa knows, I fucking go through socks a day. I'll probably go like 4 pair a day.
Wow, I did not need to know that.
I know you didn't. But anyway, so I only took 1 pair of socks. And my
feet were sweating. So, I mean, but I sprayed my feet because I'm, like, sober, self-conscious about it. Like, I don't want my feet to stink. I don't want my feet to stink. So I, like, spray
my feet. So many people smell your feet during the day.
Well, no, I'm just fearful that I'm weird about it, okay? Sue me.
It's like, today's the one day we're going to smell everybody's feet in here. Feet up on the desk.
Anyway, more feet stuff. So I was barefooted under my desk. And I was just sitting there
at work.
I popped my foot up there. And I was looking at my toenails, and I couldn't find my nail clippers I had on my desk usually, so I grabbed scissors.
Oh.
Just click. And then really when we were trying to find the scissors was because when I had my leg up on my other leg, when I was relaxing, I was watching 30 Rock, I saw that I saw my long-ass toe hair. And I was like, it's creepy. It's like brundle fly hair.
You look like a hobbit?
Almost.
Almost.
So I was like, it's kind of weird because it was like almost down to like the nail. It
was long. Oh.
I never noticed it before. So I was looking for the freaking scissors and I found it and I just snip and I was doing most of the day was easy. Actually, I rushed to do the last bit of my work that I could have done in the morning really, really fast, but I just wanted to screw off and mess with that little cell phone holder that I was making.
You can't see the look of I don't even know what I'm just staring at Steven with just contempt. Contempt, that's the word I need.
Contempt on how little I do or what?
No, on the focus of cutting your toe hair, and I really didn't need to know about your toe hair.
Hey, I could tell you about toe hair.
That's another podcast altogether.
That is. So we'll focus on toe hair another day. But right now... anyway, what were we talking about before that?
Did we have anything to talk about?
Egypt?
Egypt. Well, yeah, I think we covered Egypt.
Yeah, okay.
As much as you can cover, I mean, that's to be determined. I don't know if the actual... The military is saying, no.
CNN, I guess, or...
I've been on CNN.
No,
I was on there all...
I'm pointing to the remote control.
Oh, no, we have Fight Club. Oh, we could talk about Fight Club.
That'd be original. Nobody's ever done that before.
We've never done that before. That's the unique part of it.
That's true. That is true.
Because we were talking earlier, all this, the other version of Steven that was here earlier.
That was coherent.
Yeah.
Well, I was just actually less Steven. But how the fuck, what were we talking about?
How this movie's become, it's turned into a different type of movie for us as we've gotten older. Because first saw this movie,
came out.
I guess it was like 19.
It was 99, I think.
It might be 99.
Yeah.
Only there was a place we could find out information.
The search continues.
Yeah. Movie, I mean, I actually did catch myself saying I do have a respectable wardrobe now, which was just not... I was like, oh, well, I guess my life has turned into...
Yeah, I really have the shittiest wardrobe because I hate shopping for clothes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cannot stand it, but yeah. I won't do it unless I, like, absolutely need to. I just went in, you know, cleaned up at Sears, bought a whole bunch of, like, button-ups, but I just hate shopping. I probably won't shop again unless either Lisa just surprise me and buy shit for me, because it just usually works out that way, because apparently everything I pick looks stupid.
So, can't argue that.
Fuck you. You still dress like a 15-year-old.
Yeah. Hey, only when I'm at work, I don't.
But the hot pants, it's a sign.
Hey! These pants are hot! I don't know. It really made sense when I thought of it. I really did. So Steve is using my iPad, and he's asked to marry it, basically.
Pretty much. I would and love to have a digital baby with it.
Please don't drop it. Don't get it pregnant.
It doesn't.
But I mean, the ease of use. I didn't tell him how to do anything, and he figured out how to do everything.
Yeah,
basically,
everything's on there. It's just pretty easy. And once you be able to pull all the, you know, stuff from the
cable over this, this will actually be pretty cool because you can take it anywhere.
The only thing right now, I would love to be able to wirelessly sync it. Mm-hmm. So instead, I don't have it wirelessly synced with a lot of stuff, but I did just turn on the web server component of OS X, and I just pointed, I'd made some symbolic links.
And that is pretty cool. I'm sorry.
This is Finger Drum.
Yeah.
I think there's a, no, I don't think that's the, there's another one. There's a better one than that one. And that one's actually free on Black Friday. I was just happened to be on it, and I was like, oh, hey, Black Friday.
You know that kid in there? He has a freaky talent for picking up shit, just like drums. He never played drums before. He's just, you know, just
yeah.
doing
He's
it.
Got rhythm.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Rhythm. And I'm just like...
and a one. And a two. Spit it out, Junior.
I just... That's why I'm usually... Yeah, y'all can see that.
This is an audio medium.
He turned the volume.
It's right here.
Oh, okay.
As he pointed. The iPad is actually quite loud too. I mean, yeah, you can watch cool. movies. Which one did you go to? Which drum one did you go to?
I'm not ready to turn it one side. There it goes. Now it's back. Yeah, I was playing Angry Birds.
Yeah, he's playing Angry Birds, and
it's actually pretty.
It's a very addictive game. This is only the free version. I still haven't bought the full version.
Why aren't you buying it?
I just haven't.
Why don't you just buy it right now? You too cheap for
yes.
a podcast to
yeah.
purchase it.
You
right
want
now.
To play the game?
Yes,
so
I do.
Yeah,
I'll give you a dollar right now.
It's $4. It's $5 actually. It's $4.99 plus tax.
It's over there. Throw it to you as you leave there.
There.
Yeah.
You made it rain. But I mean, the great thing about the iPad is if you just want to surf, if you just want to tweet, or if you want to, there's not a particular, there's a Facebook app for the iPhone,
mm-hmm.
but you can also use it here on your iPad, but there's not a Facebook app for the iPad per se. It's just, you can use the iOS, the one for iPhone, but I mean, just ease of use, being able to get things done with it.
It's very
you
easy.
Can actually
I've never messed with the iPad before at all, ever.
It's, I mean, when it comes down to it, you get a hobbyist that love to use Linux, and I have no problem with those people. It's just that, hey, wait a second. When I'm at home, I just want to be able to press a button and go. I don't want to have to tinker with things. I don't want to have to sit around and work on things for hours and hours and hours. I do that at work. And I don't need to do it at home. So I just want to be able to press a button and go.
That's right. Too much of my tinkering, man. I can't tinker at home like I can at work. Like, for some reason, I can stay focused on something. Like, I'll finish, like when I was bullshitting with you on the phone the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was just sitting there making that box and just messing with it.
Yeah.
I was busy because I could tinker there. I could focus on it, I guess, because I'm not around. I don't have, an isolated space because it's like a cubicle.
Yeah.
It's isolated. It's my, you know, place away from home, you know.
Yeah.
And you get really freaky about your cubicles at some point, don't you?
What do you mean?
I mean, territory, you're like...
Oh, yeah. I don't... I always have this running joke with a guy I work with. He always throws stuff in my trash can. So he actually made a video of him. He was holding the camera, and he put a trash ball in front of the camera, and he threw it and got it in my trash can to taunt me on Facebook.
You're a Facebook whore.
I try to be, but I've found that I'm unpopular in real life, and that translates perfectly into Facebook.
So I
catch myself going, I'm not one of the cool kids, basically, is what happens. I'm not one of the cool kids.
Like, people have already defriended you before you even asked them.
Yeah, exactly.
Say, please don't ask me.
Stop. There's people on Facebook, they'll have like 300 and 400 friends. And it's like, wow, I don't really, I have 55, and it's only because I have people that I've worked with in the past on there.
And I only ever, if I interact with somebody, it'll actually be like on I chat with you on IM, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, you're just like you, I think Jimmy, Lisa, and that's pretty much about it that I bullshit with as far as like using like any of the IM,
yeah,
like Google Chat or Yahoo. I'll bullshit with this one dude, Modise, that I've worked with this dude for years. He's the comic book nerd.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, he, I would just bullshit on there with the, you know, Yahoo.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody, I don't know, maybe it's just,
I have, I'm old school, I guess. My Yahoo chat is like a graveyard of people that I used to know. And dude, it's like, I was just like, oh, I remember that guy.
Yeah, it's like, I go through and I just, more, the older I get, the more names I just eventually leave. It's like, I'm never going to talk to this person again. I was like, at some point, if I would have talked to him, I would have talked to him by now. Sorry, deleting mom, grandma.
I'm a digital hoarder though. I have people on my Yahoo, and I don't delete them because I don't, out of sight, out of mind. I have your old cell phone number on my phone still.
I don't remember what my old number was.
I text that picture of this motherboard or this mixing board the other day, and I didn't think, because you're like, hey, can you send me a picture? I was like, yeah, sure. I sent it. Like, you didn't say anything, so I was like, well, he's probably busy. And like an hour later, I got a text, who this? And I was like, that doesn't sound like you. You would be funny or something like that, but you wouldn't say it in that context. So I was like, that's why I text you. Did you get the picture? No. Oh, crap. I just sent it to someone.
Where did you send it through? It was like, you sent it through email or text? I had my phone. Always had my phone on me. So, you know.
So I sent the mixing board. Luckily, it wasn't anything that was like a Brett Favre or anything.
You know my hatred for misspelling. I can't stand like two or, you know, who that is DAT.
Yeah, and it's not that. It's like one more letter.
Exactly.
You occupy like, the same amount of space. I mean,
like, how do you not just fuck? Angry Birds is just incredibly addictive.
It is.
Fuck you.
You can order it on, I mean, you can buy it on PC. You can digitally download it on a PC too.
But I don't have a good enough PC to play it, and I can't do this.
You don't need it. It's a tiny little game.
Shut up. I'm trying to get a like reason, you know.
Well, the iPad, all of the report, it was actually on the running bar on CNN on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
They actually, one of the items was iPad 2 now in production. So,
what is the rumor? Like? Do you know what it is? Is there any like speculation? Hey, it says download this app. Should I hit that so I can do that?
I'm not going to do it. Yeah, I know you're not, but it would ask for a password.
Anyway. I know, it already does. But yeah, I mean, so the. When is it coming out? This summer?
They're speculating something as early as late March.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, it's already been a year since it's been announced. The first one was announced in January of 2010. So it's already been a year since it's been almost a year since it came out. I bought mine in August because I knew the numbers were really low as far as people it not being in stock. So I just waited around until I could walk in. I bought it at the Apple Store. I walked into the Apple Store. I said, do you have this one in stock, the 64 gig? And she was like, yeah. Okay, give it. Where is it and can give it to me now? You know, what did Homer say? Where's my money and give it to me? For being a Simpsons podcast, we have not gone back to the Simpsons as much.
No,
as
not yet.
Normal. It almost seems.
These crazy birds.
There's three different type of birds on this version. There's a red bird, which is doesn't do anything. He just knocks stuff down. The triangle orange or yellow bird, you can make him go faster by flicking him. Once you throw him in the air, you hit him again, and he speeds up.
Oh, cool.
And then there's the blue bird, which you hit him. When he goes in the air, you hit him, and he spreads into three birds.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that. That's pretty freaking cool. I didn't know that. Well, now I know.
I feel like Jane Goodall watching a chimp. Watch him as he...
It's because I was eating my own feces earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch him. Watch him as he discovers Angry Birds.
Oh, shit. I hit him the wrong side.
That's basically what it
was. Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, that's bullshit. He should have died.
This has been the Angry Birds podcast.
Damn it.
Yeah, I really do feel like Jane Goodall now.
I'll pick lice off you later.
It'd be better. Interesting.
Where were we?
We're never anywhere.
That's true.
That was the whole
beauty behind
the whole yeah, that's the idea. Great thing about it. We're actually wasting space on the internet by just watching Angry Birds. Because the internet ran out of IP4 addresses, so now it's all going to be IP6, which is really interesting. But
it's like once we load up everything we have to offer, man, it's going to become self-aware. It's going to do like that Brainiac in that Superman comic where it killed Krypton, man, because it took all its knowledge and it couldn't learn anything else, so it decided to preserve the records and kill everybody.
So I bought all this stuff so we could do that, too.
I know, I'm sorry.
I'm
a gigantic nerd and I have nothing else to do.
I've never got into comic books. That's something I never got into. I got into music. That was my nerdy thing. I still am heavily. I'm a huge a music snob. Mm. I only like very particular things. I do stray from it a lot, more so as I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like metal, it's like metal. I like all types of most types of metal. I'm even that narrow as far as I'm not really big into black metal. I like some of it, but I'm not huge into it. I like thrash, just old school thrash.
I definitely understand. Like there's just as I gotten older, my music tastes definitely have changed as far as like being able to, you know, appreciate a certain genre instead of just like totally shunning it all together.
Like the White Stripes broke up like last week, which I mean you responded. Didn't they already break up? Which is true. It had been like 3 or 4 years since their last release, album, yeah. Since Icky Thump came out.
That was actually a cool album.
Icky Thump was an amazing record, and it's probably better that they ended on that note. Did you ever see the documentary?
Yeah, the Mikey Loud.
No. The one about the White Stripes. Under the Great What? It's when they toured Canada. They played at least one show in every part of Canada. So I forget what the premise is.
Is it on demand?
No, I don't.
Is it on Netflix?
Oh no, it's on demand. I think because they showed it on Showtime.
Oh, okay, if it's on Showtime, I'll take a look at it.
It's a great doc, and they played a show where they only played one note somewhere in Canada. They got on stage; it was like a crowd of like 40 or 50 people because they just sent out like a Facebook message or something like that, and it was we're going to be playing here, and we're only going to play one note. So they literally got on stage and went bam, and then they walked off. Yeah, well, I mean, that's sort of what the White Stripes ended up, because that's what Jack White sort of wants to do anyway. So.
Yeah, that dude's just like, everything you would think of as a musician is that dude.
Yeah, it's him. Like the Raconteurs. Did you ever hear the Raconteurs?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, some good stuff. First record, Broken Boy Soldiers, is just as beautifully done. The title track and Steady As She Goes. Steady As She Goes was like the theme song for my summer that year, because I heard it probably 400 or 500 times, and I never got bored of that song.
You know, a song I guess it would do for me. Man, I'm just gonna have to just fag myself right up. Is MGMT the kid? Actually, it's just a catchy album.
Who?
MGMT.
I haven't heard of that.
Oh wow. Well, let me show you.
For me, it's Lily Allen. I really enjoy Lily Allen.
Lisa Hannigan. She does this like Sisu. I don't know if you heard that album.
No,
she's really good. It's kind of like she's this Irish chick, and she kind of has a like a raspy vocal. It's really good music. She has a crazy, just crazy voice. I mean,
hold on, put your loofah down. What were you saying?
I said she has a crazy voice. But anyway, fuck you. And I listen to music.
I can appreciate people doing artsy things with music, but I can only tolerate so much. Because I can sit down and listen to, you know, like on HD MTV, they show like the European concerts, and they show like the festivals. I saw. Have you ever heard of Kesha? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Shit. Kesha.
Well, have you heard of the Lady Gaga?
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Yes.
You know, I can appreciate what she does, because mm-hmm. she actually does stuff that's like. Makes people go, what? And that's sort of what music art is, making people go, what? What? What are you doing? Why are you dressed up in meat and things like that? I mean, it's stupid, yes, but it makes you stop and go, what? And I can appreciate that.
This is MGMT, the one I was telling you about. They don't have another version of it. The video's freaking trippy.
Oh, have you heard of Die Antwoord?
No.
That's something that's...
Majority of my music listening is when I do usually miss. I mean, listen is like that freaking like the 90s station, like the grunge.
You know, I remember hearing like Marcy Playground, like yeah. Sex and Candy and stuff like
that. Fastball.
Yeah, yeah, Fastball. Yeah.
Dude, that reminded me like so much of like that first year of like UHD.
Yes. Yes, and
that's exactly right. Yes. Every time I hear that.
You know what song I was thinking of today? Oasis, Bitter, Champagne Supernova.
Yeah, this is MGMT.
You may have told me about this.
It seems familiar. It's a catchy song. Like Matt, he was telling me, he's like, man, fuck you for it. He goes, I made fun of you. He goes, best song just gets you stuck in your head. And I was like, eh, it does. And there's another, they have a few songs on there. It's like these two dudes from music school. I don't know what college they went to, but they're like just musicians.
Berkeley or something like that? Or?
I honestly, I don't know. I forgot. I've read their Wikipedia and I read it a couple of times, but just referencing back to it, I don't care enough to remember the name. But
why did they say the bitch stares into you and they attributed that to Mark Twain?
Because that was his quote.
I thought that was Nietzsche. Was it Nietzsche, if you stare into the abyss stares back at you?
Think so.
Well, they just put Mark Twain. So I'm off the boat already. I'm like, yes, oh, you are. Man, can't do it. Yeah, you have shown me this before.
This song is just eerily catchy.
Yes. Yeah. I remember you were like, we were talking on the phone one time. And you were
I bought this album. That's
seriously.
I seriously bought the album.
How did you buy it?
I actually went to Best Buy.
You bought a physical disc.
I bought a physical.
Wow.
Disc.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't bought a physical
CD. I ripped it and put it on my iPod.
Yeah, of course.
So it's on my iPod, actually on my BlackBerry, too. But
that's one thing I haven't done with a BlackBerry, really.
Well, no, I synced it up because pretty much my work PC is pretty much my PC that I use for Same. Everything else. And, you know, I have tons of shit on there as far as, like, all my music.
Yeah.
Oh, can I cuss? Oh, can I say cunt?
I think you just did.
You're a cunt.
That's pretty strong. I wonder if we could end on that.
I guess we can.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.